Candidates were in agreement on plenty of topics at the June 13th forum, held at Heber City's Public Safety Building. The candidates offered various solutions when it came to medical cannabis, environmental issues, and gun rights issues. The forum saw its widest variety of responses when candidates were asked if they would support a $15 minimum wage. Brian Gorham is one of three Republican primary candidates. The Vernal resident did not support a $15 minimum wage, but suggested investing in education as an alternative.
UB Tech out in the basin and USU have a wonderful program where every child can get a certificate or some type of degree before they leave high school. Education is the key. I think that minimum wage is a starting position. It is not an ending position. I think we need to make people better qualified so that they can rise up the ladder.
One of two Democratic Party candidates, Eileen Gallagher, is a pediatrician. She not only advocated for raising the minimum wage, but also emphasized providing health care.
It would be to provide health care, because that is the thing that gets the workers in the end. My husband is a carpenter. He's had two really bad injuries. There is no person out there who works as a plumber, an electrician, a carpenter, or anything who doesn't injure themselves at one point. And one trip to the ER will bankrupt your family if you don't have health care. So there are several things that are happening to the workers in our country that are making them very dissatisfied because they're impoverished despite working. Yes, $15 minimum wage. Do we necessarily need to legislate that at the state right now? I think we've got other work to do. We've got health care to address. That's where people are really hurting right now.
Republican candidate Jack Rubin says that a $15 minimum wage would harm small business owners.
My father is a small business owner. Yeah, I know what how small business works. The owner gets paid last. Basically, small business, there's not a lot of protection. And to have the state enforce a wage is going to have a huge impact on small employers. I think it would be counterproductive. Administered prices tend to distort markets and lead to what economists call deadweight losses. That would happen with a $15 minimum wage.
Democratic Party candidate Pat Vaughn says she's a fiscal conservative with a social conscience.
So I don't believe it's something that we necessarily need to do as a state. It would be nice if our federal government actually looked at this figure and did a cost of living adjustment compared to what it was in the 1970s. I think that would be fair and just, but I'm not something that I would actually lead on trying to get the $15 raise on this.
United Utah Party candidate Kathy Callow-Huser emphasized looking at regional cost of living.
I think we really need to look at regional costs for people and cost of living in the areas in which they live. Minimum wage as it stands right now might be enough if you live in a rural community. I also agree that people who work full-time shouldn't be subject to not having health care. When our older people are having to work minimum wage jobs, whether that's Home Depot or McDonald's or whatever else, just to survive until they hit Medicare age, I think we have an issue with funding in our country. I think we need to have an equitable system that provides recommended wage so people can have a quality of life that works.
Audio from the event can be found online at kpcw.org. Primary elections are June 26th. Registered voters have started to receive ballots in the mail. To vote in the Republican primary, you must be affiliated with the party. To vote in the Democratic primary, you need to request a ballot if you're not affiliated. You can vote in person on June 26th at the Wasatch County Administration Building or at the Richards Building and City Hall in Park City, the County Services Building in Camas, or City Hall in Colville, or Summit County residents. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.